As I ebbed with the ocean of life, as I wended the shores I know, as I walked where the ripples continually wash, you Upaminok, where they rustle up hoarse and sibilant, where the fierce old mother endlessly cries for her castaways, I, musing late in the autumn day, gazing off southward, held by this electric self out of the pride of which I utter poems, was seized by the spirit that trails in the lines underfoot, the rim, the sediment that stands for all the water and all the land of the globe. Fascinated, my eyes reverting from the south dropped to follow these slender windows. Chafe, straw, splinters of wood, weeds and the sea gluten. Scum, scales from shining rocks, leaves of salt lettuce left by the tide. Miles walking, the sound of breaking waves the other side of me. Upaminok, there and then, as I thought, the old thought of likenessness. These you presented to me, you fish-shaped island. As I wended the shores, I know. As I walked with the electric self-seeking types. You are listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Let's have some fun today. That's right, Walt Whitman is how we start today. The name of that poem is America. And it's clearly him just kind of walking around outside. This is the time. I think this is the time that you know, a dreary day in the end of March in New England. And Whitman's in New York. But you, like, go to where the water is near you. Like, any bodies of water here, probably the closest one, Mystic River. And you just sort of look at it. You look at where the water meets the land and you're like, eh, it's pretty spongy and muddy and whatnot. That's what you want. That's what you want. Right now is the only time that you can experience that. All right, we've had pretty much a two-week hiatus. Had a sick kid last week. We had spring break the week before. Not for me, but for thee. Anyway, two albums. M83 and Death at Cab for Cutie. We got some songs we're going to play on this. So that's the plan. We start off here with one from M83. Thank you for making this album. This is the first legitimate album. Junko was great. But since Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, stories from that night preceding in the show. Stay with us. WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Take our hands out of control. Take our hands out of control. Now tell me what you saw. Tell me what you saw. There was crowd of seas inside, outside. I must have done a dozen each. It was the height I grew, the weight the shell was crushing you. I've been around a few. Tell me what you saw. I'll tell you what to. Oh, 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 oh,
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. We just heard M83, Ocean's Niagara, off the new album, Fantasy, which is fantastic. Fantastic album. We'll maybe go one more from there. But it's great. It's great. The previous M83 album, entitled Junk, has like one good song on it and like one really great featured saxophone, but other than that, that's it. Like, it feels like some junk, which is fine. You release an album like Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, and then you sort of just like take whatever turn you want to turn, you know. You're like, I don't want to make songs that people want to listen to. I just want to sort of do this, you know. But then it's nice to wait for, I don't know, 14,000 years and then finally release like the proper follow-up. You know what I'm saying? And like a really terrible, crazy, creepy-looking cover of that album, too. Real great. Real great when I cue that one up. You know, and it's like some guy with like a bunch of eyes, and it's like this really creepy demon man, and your daughter sees it, and they're like, who's that? And you're like, this is a whole thing. This is a whole thing as to this. And then you're like, I'll show you the other album cover where he's in his room, and you're in that like weird fly costume. And that's better. I think it is really, that's a lot better. Anyway, I saw you close your eyes. Local Natives followed that up. And then I just really wanted some kick drum. And of course, Gold Lion comes up in. Friend of the show, big time sponsor of the show, Anton, texted in that album, Show Your Bones by the Yeah. It easily, you know, pinnacle of music. When I walk around my house during the day, There's like four or five songs of that album that I just come to me, and that's what I sing. Especially if I'm like holding a child that might be upset, I'm singing like Turn Into to that child. And that's, as opposed to any nursery rhyme, that's it right there. So I remember getting that album at Record Store Day with Anton and a few other notable people. Matthew Robertson, friend of the show, West Coast, move back out here to the East Coast is my recommendation to you. Many people are doing it, and you should too. Anyway, I think we're going to turn. I think we're going to do some Death Cab. If you got any requests, call them in. 855-915-9636. We've also got a local number, which I don't know about that. You can Skype in if you still got Skype. I'll be honest with you. You'd like download Skype onto your computer, and it was some real malware, and you were always trying to navigate, like it was always popping up on you, and then like you needed to use it, and they're like, we're gonna update before this happens. Anyway, more on Skype later. More on Walt Whitman's relationship to Henry David Thoreau later. Red Walden. I'm currently reading The Long Loneliness by Dorothy Day. I tell you what, I would want to travel back in time to New York City in like the early 60s for musical reasons and also for like hanging out with Dorothy Day reasons. So there's that. All right, back to the show.
Across the room. listen to the ringing in your ears, the scrambled voices of your fears, whispering, whispering.
I need your light. I need your light. I need your light.
Well, hey, what's up? Cutting back in to remind you of something super important. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits! A is for apricots, B is for black cherry, C is for cantaloupe. M-dash. These days, many grocery stores have many more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, the wrapping is completely compostable. I wouldn't be looking for excuses not to wash your hands. Jumping back in. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. A great reminder. We had the dried fruit one, and I think it's important to come back in here and say fresh fruits are also great too. And big time shout out, if you're in the Ball Square area and it's not Monday or Tuesday, go over to Neighborhood Produce. I'll hook you up with some Neighborhood Produce. Great store. Matt, the owner, fantastic guy. Know him from the old Foodlink days. And that's a great little shop over there. So not a sponsorship. I'm not being paid for my endorsement of Neighborhood Produce. I just think it's great. Ball Square is kind of a food desert when it comes to shopping. And now it's not. And that place is great. It's also kind of a sweet hang. Like going over there and just kind of looking around. It's a sweet hang. We listen to I Don't Know How I Survived by Death Cab for Cutie from Asphalt Meadows. I keep thinking that's a new album. It's not. At least a couple months on there. It says 22. I don't know. Literally this week, I was like, well, that's a new album from Death Cab. Okay, great. Rah Rah Riot and Rostam, I Need Your Light. And then Ooh La La by Goldfrapp. You know that one. That one's from a million years ago. And just about every needle drop on every single every single movie from the 90s, you know? Every single one. Anyway. I'll just jump right in and say this. So we read I read Walden this week for the first time. You've never been to Walden Pond. It's like 20 minutes from here. And I would say this. Thoreau gets a bad rap because people are like, well, you know, he didn't really like do it. He only did it for 2 years. And he certainly had some help. But I think nothing in Walden really jumped out at me as him being like, I specifically recommend this lifestyle to you. I think it was a person's reflection on a self-experiment, more so than anything else. A self-experiment that revealed that, you know, a really concerted pursuit of simplicity in your life can have a profound impact, not only on your own mind, on your ability to, you know, have complex thinking, to open up new windows of understanding the world, to notice things, but then also have a positive impact on the environment. I didn't know this, but there apparently are like 16 volumes of just like nature observations that people go back and use and read, and ecologists use and read now, as like a really good time capsule for what it was like in the 1840s in New England. I mean, 100 pages also, if you've never read Walden, about 100 pages of it are about ice forming on the pond or not forming on the pond and people coming in and harvesting the ice, or him like laying down on the ice and peering down through it because it's like a very clear pond, or him dropping stuff through the ice, or him going fishing through the ice. There's a lot of ice. And I just don't think that you have 100 pages of about a 300, you know, page reflection when you're trying to come up with like a, you know, people read this and it's like some sort of monastic rule and everyone's like, well, you know, there's a bunch of holes in his logic. Well, of course, yeah. He goes into Concord all the time to like pick up some gossip. He's got friends around him. He's got a ton of visitors. He claims, and if you've ever been to Walden Pond, they have a replica of his little hut there. He claims to have fit like 25 people in there. That's impossible. But he still says, you know, it's like, I never had want for company. I think he's just a guy that just, you know, had some hard takes. And I think it's very, arresting to our understanding of ourselves when somebody really just like goes off and does their own thing. We had a friend in college. His name was Jaron. And he was a great guy, but essentially decided to like pursue extreme simplicity in the form of basically becoming homeless. He like reduced everything down into a backpack, slept in a tent on top of the alumni building, had like just a couple of pairs of clothes, took his showers at the gym, hung out at the library. He kept odd hours anyway, so it wasn't like, oh man, how's this going to throw off Jaron's schedule? Nobody was really asking that question. But it was in a lot of cases, it was like, you know, you'd talk to him, and you're like, how are you doing this? What's going on? What's happening? And it really, I think it was a concerted effort at really an attempt to simplicity. And I mean, this is a quote from Anton, but it's everybody's dream and nightmare is to become Jaron or become Thoreau. To say, like, it is the dream to look at all your stuff and be like, man, what if I just didn't have this? What if this stuff didn't own me? Or what if I wasn't working so hard to preserve all of these things that I've accumulated? But then it's also, like, a nightmare because you're like, well, what happens? Right? What happens if I get sick? What happens if I need this stuff? That's tough. That's a difficult time. We'll pick it back up with, like, I'll come back in here and talk about Whitman a little bit. Whitman was, like, Thoreau, but in the city. So was Dorothy Day. Like, in New York City, they were living like this. Because I do think this, there's an over-focus on, like, it has to be the woods. Which I don't think is always the case. I don't think is the case. I think that simplicity can exist wherever you are, even amidst, like, these giant cities. And I think Whitman and Dorothy Day are really good examples of people who, like, really sought simplicity in the midst of urban humanity. And about how really that opened up a lot of opportunities to help people, and that was cool. All right. Let's jump back in here. What do we want to do here? We want to do this one. All right. Stick around. WMFO in Medford.
Just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake. It's a shit old world, 'cause I don't really want you, girl. But you can't be free, 'cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene.
is to search for someone to be quiet with, who will take me home. You go to loud places to find someone who will take you higher than I took you. Didn't I take you to higher places you can't reach without?
I just want to cut in here real quick with a fun fact. Walden Pond is a kettle lake formed from a glacial ice that broke off in the last ice age, digging a hole in the ground, then melting to the pond. Now, there is no surface inflow or outflow, like streams or creeks, but receives water from groundwater. That's a fun fact coming in hot from Andrew. Thank you for listening out there. Andrew's a member of the Cambridge Theological Society. Looked it up last week also. Not a thing, but it is now. We get to be it. There's apparently like some Cambridge theological institutions in England. But as far as anybody meeting in Central Square by that name, we are the first. Big time shout out. The Cambridge Theological Society. Big meeting last week. Big meeting this week. Every meeting's a big one. Also, shout out to my mom, who is listening. Has requested It's a Wonderful World by Ray Charles. And then you see the skies of blue, because I think it's spring in North Carolina. However, it's a real Pittsburgh day out here, Mom. Up in Boston, we got gray skies, but you know us, we can still get tanned in this weather, because I'm used to. I get a lot of energy from these overcast days, and that's because if I didn't, I think I would be very sad. And so anyway, thank you all for texting in. And for mentioning everything. It's great. I got a couple more songs for you. Let's jump back in.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? That's going to be our show. Do a couple sign-offs right here, but those last two were Sit Next to Me, Foster the People. You know that song. You know that song. Also, it's been remixed 1,000 times. And then, Tonight by Munya, Smashing Pumpkins cover. Love that cover. Love the song. I mean, I love Tonight. I love Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. I mean, who doesn't? Who's my age and doesn't? Anyway. Great stuff. We're not the same, we're different. I think is just one of the greatest lyrics for just capturing what it's like to be the elderly millennial that I am at this point. So thank you so much. A lot of people texting. Thank you so much for hanging out post 2-week hiatus. I'll be back next week. I want you to stick around. There's a lot of awesome shows on WMFO, and you should stick around for all of them. And next up is Juan Chicken Tenzers. He's going to be coming up here. And actually, the show before mine, Computer Done, is excellent. And I know a lot of people who listen to this show would really love the music that's being played an hour beforehand. So that's a lot of fun. And I'm also just like scanning over. There's an alternating show every Monday at 4 p.m. called Indie Trash. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've always loved the name of this show, Fast and Loose. Indie Trash is a fantastic name for a show. And so there I am being like, you know what? There's other names. And what does have to be better? They're not the same. They're different. But it's pretty sweet. There's some really great stuff out there. So check out other things on the old WMFO schedule. That's going to be it for me. I'll leave you here with the rest of this Bonaboo song, which is what has been backing me up. Bonaboo? Bonaboo? Bonobo? I think it's Bonobo because that's the clothing brand and the name of the animal. We'll go with that. But you know, there's a lot of ways to pronounce things. And because of the way stuff is, you just pronounce it the wrong way enough. That'll just be it. All right, great. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. See you later. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.